Hello.
Hi, Melvin. This is Abigail calling from Family First Care, the home care agency.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm looking back at your case. I'm going to take over now from Kaya. I know you were in touch with her earlier. But I did just email the county last week for an update on your case because I see you're waiting for a while for your waiver.
Yeah.
And they said you are still missing some documents.
Oh, my God. Why didn't they tell me?
They overview it. It takes them a while till they get back. It's really not okay. I know. It's hard on our end as well. It's very annoying. But I see that you're still missing. And tell me. I'm going to read over to you what they said was still missing,
okay.
And you let me know if you send that in, okay?
Yes.
Okay, just a second, please. Just a second. Okay, so the client is still pending the following verification. Santander joint checking account. Do you have that checking account?
Yes.
You sent it into them?
Yes. The lady that was helping me said I got it right this time.
Who was helping you?
Carla, somebody, I forgot her name.
Sarah?
No, I can't remember. It wasn't Sarah, no. I don't think so.
Okay. How about the face and cash value of life insurance?
Life insurance?
Mm-hmm.
They want to know about my life insurance? They didn't say that. They just said they wanted 5 years back from to this year transactions and whatever, and if I made any purchases over $500, which I didn't. So
did you send in your explanation of the purchases for over $500 as well?
I had no purchases over $500.
You didn't have any purchases over $500?
No. Because I pay bills every month. So after paying bills, I wouldn't have $500 to put up at any time.
Okay, but do you have your life insurance?
Yes.
And you didn't send them in? You didn't send it in, correct?
No, they didn't ask me for that.
Okay, so now they are asking for it. I'm sorry. It's very upsetting. It's very upsetting. I don't know why you didn't know this in the beginning.
No.
We run into a lot of problems with the county. They're their own thing, but we do need to get an approval from them. So the only way for you to get an approval for your home care is if the county approves you. The only way to start with the home care is if the county approves you.
Were you guys at the meeting, the last meeting we had?
With who?
The rest of the health care providers. Did they even invite you?
I'm not sure.
No. They would not have invited you because you're not for the boys. There was, besides what's going on with my leg and trying to get help,
mm-hmm.
I had a meeting with the boys have more than one My daughter's sons had more than one health care provider.
Oh.
And
okay, no, we weren't there. I don't believe so.
No, you couldn't be there because you're not for the boys. But what I'm telling you is, they said that there was an incident reported by one of the girls that works here of inappropriate touching between my grandsons and their mother.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, so someone stepped forward and said, my daughter has to be removed from the home right away, yada, 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 yada. And we have to take the boys out of the home until the investigation is over. And so for 30 days, I got boo-hooed and fooled while they waited till the last day of the 30 days and said, oh, we're going to keep the boys. And
okay, Melvin,
yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure about this, but this doesn't have anything to do with your home care.
No, one of the health care providers is the one that said that they're taking the boys. There was no documentation from DHS, HHS, or the police who investigated. So it was one of their employees that said this, and I'm going to eat their liver.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay. Right. Okay. I'm assuming that wasn't a summer agency.
Either way, I'm picking your brain for any help you might be able to give me. That's all.
Oh.
Someone said I need to become guardian, and I can get them back.
So they were taken away.
Okay. At the end of the meeting, someone stood up and said, in my opinion, the boys should not go home. They should stay at the residential where we put them. That lady was not from the state. That lady was not from DHS or any of those organizations. She was only a supervisor at a home care provider, which did not give her the right to take my boys.
For sure not. I'm sure you can get someone that can help you get them back.
They haven't got back to me yet.
Okay, so hopefully they'll get back to you soon. I hope so.
Yeah,
okay?
I didn't cry. This is ridiculous. People, you know, they were after the boys the whole time. They weren't trying to help them like you helped Juanita. It's a shame somebody.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah. I had them boys for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And just because I got amputated partial of my right leg, oh, he can't take care of them anymore. And one of them says that he's spending all their money on him and her mother. Their mother are spending all their money. This boy and his brother are twins. They're autistic. They don't know finance. They don't know how much money they get. Somebody coached them to say that.
Right. Okay.
But,
I think
I'm
you should get help from another from a reliable source.
Thank you for your time, though. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Just right now I want to get you approved for the home care. So.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to send you, like I said, the only way to get approved is if the county approves you. So
yes,
I'm going to send you the email that they sent to me. Do you have email or should I just send it by text?
No. MelvinJackson01@comcast.net. Because me and the young lady that I was trying to remember her name, we've been working on this for a while.
Okay. So can you repeat your email, please?
Yes. Melvin Jackson 01 at contest.net.
Melvin Jackson 01 at, sorry, which one?
Yes, ma'am. At comcast.net.
Can you spell that for me, please?
COMCAST. Comcast, like the cable company.
Okay, yeah. Dot. Comcast,
yeah,
dot.
Dot net.
Dot net, N-E-T? N-E-T?
Say, no, just melvinjackson01 at comcast.net. That's my email.
Dot net, as in N-E-T?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, N-E-T.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to send that over to you now. I just sent it. If you could look it over, can someone help you to send over this information to the county?
I'm going to call them.
You're
going to
call who?
The county.
Okay.
And see just exactly what's going on here. Because
okay.
I've been home from the hospital since December, and I've missed appointments because I didn't have nobody to go with me.
Right. Okay. There is a phone number there. Do you want to call them, or should I call in with you? Or
that's
you want to call them yourself?
No, that, you know, if you have the time, I appreciate the help.
Okay, how about let's do it like this. How about you try calling? If you get through right away, then it's great. If not, let me know if you don't get through, and then I'll try calling in with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you can text me on my number, okay?
No problem.
Okay, great. You have the number? There's a number in the email, but do you have any other number?
No, I just have the opening number for Family First.
Okay, no, but I'm saying for the county.
No, I'll get it. I have a computer.
Okay, I do
that's
see
what,
here, though, there is a number that you could try. I'm going to just send it over to you. Okay, I just sent you a number. You can try that as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me know how that goes, and then I can try calling with you if it doesn't work, if you don't get through. Okay?
Your extension is on here.
So what? I just texted you. That's
no,
my
when
number.
No, I call you back. If I have to call you back. Oh, you sent your phone number? Okay, no problem. All right, let me look it up.
Okay. Yeah, my number is the number I just called you from, so you can save that as Abigail. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to my email now.
Okay. Okay, fine. Let me know.
Okay? Before you hang up, I'm going to check everything, make sure we got it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Abigail Neiman. Yes, Abigail Neiman.
Yeah, but my number, that's the main line under there with my extension. But my direct line is right there as well. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to get to work on this right now.
Okay. Amazing. So let me know what happens. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Take care, Melvin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.